Kamala Harris, Trump speaks words of a dictator. He turned military on the people of America. By Pam Kee on June 4, 2020. Wednesday on NBC's The Tonight Show, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, declared President Donald Trump spoke words of a dictator. Fallon asked, "What are your thoughts in the administration currently? And how they've been dealing with this on top of the pandemic?" Harris said, "I mean, Jimmy, we've got a president of the United States. Or at least somebody who occupies that position. Who doesn't understand the job and isn't capable of performing the job. Most recently, you know, frankly, the words that he speaks are the words not of a president. They're the words of a dictator." She continued, "There are so many things that we as a society have benefited from because people took to the streets to exercise their First Amendment right. To speak out and speak to their government so that we can see progress. The idea that just a couple of nights ago, this guy, Donald Trump, who happens to right now be president of the United States, would throw tear gas at people who are peacefully protesting so he could clear the road. It reminds me of the emperor with no clothes. So he could clear the road to walk, to carry the Bible, the Holy Bible. You know, as though it were one of his stakes, one of his Trump stakes, for a photo op." She added, "That night because I was at my apartment in D.C., I heard the Black Hawks flying. You know, the last time I was on a Black Hawk when I was in Afghanistan. These are military aircraft that are being turned on the people of America. He's talking about turning the U.S. military on its own people. I serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Homeland Security Committee. This is not the America that people fought for. And this is not the America that is the America of our ideals. This is something altogether, and that's why people are marching and shouting. And the optimism that I have is the optimism that all of us have when we are in these kinds of fights. Which is it's not a fight against something, it's a fight for something. But you know, Donald Trump doesn't get it, and that's why everyone's got to make sure that we vote in November and show ourselves and the world that we are better than this." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.